Welcome to His Nation!
All right, y'all, it looks like Sophie Turner's getting over Joe Jonas by getting under a new man, but is it a smash alert?
Ooh, honey, and is Jesus getting rid of everyone and everything in his way, honey? We'll get into that.
Also, we got a dish debate that will have men taking a good look in the mirror before they ask a woman out. But first, HK, what is this all about my fellow Canadian, Drake trying to ruin his ex's?
Man, slime me out for real. Well, that's what she thought, but that's not what happened, right? So during a recent interview, SZA said when Drake asked her to record vocals for their Billboard hit Slime You Out, he used her first draft, and that made her give him a side eye. Now, Jesse, can you hit us with your best SZA? Tell us what she said.
You know, I'm scared because I handed in second vocals and he didn't use that. And now I'm like, are you trying to sabotage me? I literally know that's not true. But that's how bad I feel about my first draft. When things come from an effortless place, I almost can't enjoy it.
I get it.
I feel her on that.
Did they date once upon a time?
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, they did? Oh. Very briefly. So I don't think he was trying to put her out on Front Street and make her look bad. There's something about SZA's voice. I feel like she could do no wrong sonically on anything.
Yeah.
So it probably worked enough for him, not knowing what better take she could have done, you know, later. But and they just ran with that.
And SZA always sings in cursive. So, I mean, what am I supposed to think about this take? Mm-hmm. I'm going to think all the takes are good.
Yeah, exactly.
So which one did you send here, Craig?
It depends. So if I'm doing group stuff, like, especially if it's late and you sent it to me and, like, you asked me to work on it right then, I'm going to record something just so, like, this is where I'm going. Mm. And then maybe, like, a day or two later, I'll do the real take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I write and record and just knock it out.
I don't ever do that.
Really?
Yeah, I just send you what I feel is the best. Like, I don't do that. Yeah. But, I mean, have you ever had an ex try to sabotage you, Gary?
No, because I only had maybe one ex and he died, so.
Oh.
How?
Is that because you sabotaged him?
What happened? What happened?
I fixed your brakes, boo.
Well, Jeezy's getting rid of everybody and everything in his path this year. Not only did he file for divorce from Jeannie Mae Jenkins, but he also is divorcing his longtime label, y'all, Def Jam Records. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. The Snowman just released a double album through his independent label, CTE New World, and it's called I Might Forgive, But I Don't Forget. Now, here's the tea. Everybody gather around. According to Jeezy's team, the album is about his trauma, obstacles, and personal growth. It will also delve into the topics and people that have shaped Jeezy both personally and professionally. There will be 29! Ooh, this is a first and second testament album. 29 tracks, and here are some of the titles. Trust No One. All right. This Too Shall Pass. Don't Deserve Me. Don't Cheat, Delusional, and No Choice. Okay. All right, Jeezy. Okay, and based off these album titles, child, fans think Jeannie Mae Jenkins definitely was creeping with another man, hence the abrupt divorce. It just all sounds messy. Is Jeezy spilling tea without spilling tea?
This sounds like his 444 / Lemonade album.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I think it's a gospel album, huh?
What?
This Too Shall Pass? That ain't gospel.
What about Don't Cheat and No Choice?
When the last time the Lord cheated on us?
Yeah.
Well, that's why he said don't cheat, because he said the Lord, don't cheat now.
Yeah. That was the 11th commandment, but that tablet broke off.
Yeah, that one broke off the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she cheated. Women don't cheat.
No.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't think she...
No, women don't
cheat. Wait,
what? Women don't cheat on you, Gary. That's like... That's
know.
All that is.
How many women you cheated on, Tanner?
I've never been married, so.
You ain't got to be married to cheat. How many women
if you're not married?
On?
No, I've had none. Not zero.
Tanner, you ain't never cheated on nobody?
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah, he cheated on the one he with.
Okay.
Yeah, Gary's coming for me today.
Yeah, go ahead, Tanner.
All right, y'all, it is time for a Smash Today. Okay, that's right, guys. Sophie Turner, a.k.a. Sansa Stark, the Queen of the North from Game of Thrones, seems to have found a new man in Europe. And this comes just 2 months after she split from Joe Jonas.
Oh,
the new guy is a British aristocrat. This is his real name.
Here we go. Peregrine John Dickinson Pearson, nice. And he goes by Perry, and he's an heir to a viscount in Sussex, the same Sussex that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, represent. Gary's cousin.
Not Dickinson.
Yeah, Sansa, she's getting some Dickinson. And Perry is considered Britain's most eligible bachelor since he split from his girlfriend, Princess Maria Olympia of Greece and Denmark, who happens to be King Charles' goddaughter. I mean, just
it definitely sounds like you came up, because you used to date Joe Jonas.
Right.
And yeah. Now you get a viceroy.
You got a viscount who's the goddaughter of the king.
Baby, I love these girls. What's her name, baby? Miss Maria Olympia of Greece.
Lord. Denmark and Greece.
Man.
Well, do y'all think this is an upgrade for Sansa?
Clearly. You dated a man named Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. The average Joe at that.
Right. Is it me or it's kind of fast for Stella to be getting her groove back like that?
No. That's just y'all girls be sitting there waiting, honey. These girls move on, bitch. Yeah. Y'all be sitting there waiting on Leroy to come through. Go ahead.
Especially if you don't know how long they had problems in their relationship. Right. They might have mentally checked out months ago.
True. True.
What do you think Joe's gonna do? Who's he gonna rebound with?
I don't know, but Joe got a song that says, I still get jealous. So he's sitting somewhere in jealousy, baby.
Nick's the one with the jealous song.
Well, what do Joe be doing?
When he gets with his brothers, he's unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, he got that Cake by the Ocean song.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what Cake by the Ocean is?
Sing Cake by the Ocean, Tanner.
Cake by the Ocean. Okay. That's how it literally goes.
We gonna sing that I still get jealous.
I don't know why you're eating Cake by the Ocean, but...
Cake by the Ocean is a euphemism for sex.
That's what's up. Then more cake for everyone then. Speaking of dating, it's time for a...
Dish Debate!
All right, now, Monday, we talked about where women don't want to go on a first date, and now there's a list of the types of men that women shouldn't date. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the types on the list are men with toddlers or younger, too many kids, too many baby mamas, live with their baby mamas, or live with their mother and tell her everything. And wait, there's more. Also, men who bank with Cash App or sag their pants.
Period.
Now, those what you're doing men and down low men. Mm. And I don't know if this list is in order, but married men is all the way down at number 27. And that's just a testament to how rough it is out here in these streets.
I will never forget going on a couple dates with a man, and I went to my homegirl. I was like, girl, guess who I'm dating? She's like, who? I said, so-and-so. She's like, so-and-so, he's married to my cousin.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. So when I went to him, I said, my friend said, you married. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm married, but I'm not married. Mm. Literally, that was his response to me.
How many more dates did you go on?
She's
still dating him.
No,
you know,
I'm
Jesse,
not.
I think a down low man is the best man to date, Jesse.
What is a down low man?
A man that's on the ground.
Yeah, he on the ground.
He's down low.
You talking about like Emmanuel Lewis?
Yeah, he's down low.
Like Kevin Hart.
He's a little bit lower than you, Tanner.
Hold on. I thought down low men were like men who are like.
But you gonna sit there and ask me what down low man is? But you're Kevin Hart. You already know, damn. Don't try to.
That's what I heard.
You figure we just confuse everybody while we keep going.
Gary, what's a down low man?
You?
No, I'm not a down low man.
They forgot to put a couple people in here. Men who ain't have no headboards. I will never forget. Yeah. Going to a man's house and he had no headboard. That was the last time.
It gets noisy.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Men who have missing side teeth. I couldn't believe that wasn't on the list.
Really?
I told y'all in Atlanta, it is a side tooth epidemic. That is the real epidemic.
Well, I'm glad I got mine, but I don't date you. But anyway. Up next, honey, a recent night out, y'all, didn't go so well for Nelly and Ashanti. We'll dive into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, we love that Nelly and Ashanti have rekindled their romance, but a DJ recently had to remind Nelly about what could happen if he fumbles Ashanti again. So the couple were out at a nightclub earlier this week in Atlanta, and the DJ threw on Ashanti's 2008 hit song, The Way That I Love You, which also happened to be the breakup anthem detailing her split from Nelly. And, he let it be known that he was definitely not feeling the song choice. Check this out. Well, I mean, did y'all ever know this song by Ashanti? I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Like, it was a big hit for her.
Mm. Oh, really?
I remember it. I just had no idea of the connection to being, like, the breakup record. You know what I mean?
I don't listen to a lot of female breakup anthems. You know what I'm saying?
What breakup anthems do you listen to?
Well, I just don't listen to all the breakup anthems.
Oh, okay, cool, period.
Jesse,
oh, baby.
Have you ever written a song about an ex? Have you ever written up like a breakup?
Yeah, I have, but what?
Is it vicious?
I mean, it's not like this. Like, I think mine's be more depressing.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm a Cancer. I take everything to heart. So
So
it'd be depressing. Like
more depressing than that song?
Yeah, because that one's more upbeat.
Yeah, that's not
mine be like, you know, you broke my heart, now I'm gonna cut your neck. You know, like
cute
that.
Cute song, yeah.
You know, it's cute.
Yeah.
That's your version of depressing.
Jesse was single. She's single, everyone.
They see Watch Out.
Okay.
Moving on, looks like Kodak Black has tunnel vision and is ready to put hands and feet on Ray J. Mm. So the beef between the two has been brewing these past few days, and Ray J recently blasted Yak on social media for embarrassing him while he was at Donald Trump's house. Why were you there? Well, Kodak wasn't too happy about Ray J blasting him and challenged Ray J to the fade, which he happily accepted. And now a hilarious video of a shirtless Kodak Black working out with his trainer to get in shape for the fade is making its rounds.
Which one is Kodak Black?
The one on the right.
Mm-hmm.
With the braids?
The one with the pink.
Yeah.
The one with the pink shorts.
The buckwheat. Oh.
Who's bigger, him or Ray J? Neither one of them look like huge dudes.
No, they're neither one of are huge, but only one of them is a Haitian from Broward County. I'm going to put my money on the Haitian from Broward County.
Yeah.
You know, but just usually I see Kodak Black, he's a little intoxicated, not sure what's going on in the world. And Ray J, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like he has a lot of angst and anger inside of him. I'm putting my money on Ray J.
What?
People have made fun of Ray J before for various things. Yeah. This could be his opportunity
to show once and for all.
Have you ever seen a Haitian give somebody a zoclo?
Do they let Haitians come across?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Oh,
yes!
I know
I'm putting my money on Brandon's brother.
All right.
And it's for that same reason why he has all this pent-up frustration. Yeah, all the years of him being Brandy's brother, he's been waiting to dump somebody out with that Arthur hand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got my money on the Haitian.
Plus, he dropped I Hit It First, and it applies here, too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That was a different type of hit, Tanner.
I know.
That was a hit below the belt.
I'm just saying.
But Tanner said that belt.
Yeah. I would love to see it. I hope they follow through. I hope there's a pay-per-view. I would like to see like people walk out, do the whole hype man performance.
Yeah. I hope it's a rooftop match.
Oh, my Lord. I'm sick of black on black violence. Can we all just get along, please?
Yes.
Up next, y'all, have y'all been missing TJ Holmes and Amy Robach? Well, you're in luck. Find out what they've been up to when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, honey. The Juice, a.k.a. O.J. Simpson, said, honey, that he thought he was in hell, honey, when he woke up from surgery. Now, listen to why he thought that he was in eternal damnation.
And I wake up in the middle of this, and they're, like, blasting the Wu-Tang Crew. I'm hearing Wu-Tang Crew, and I'm thinking, oh, I know they ain't playing this up here. Am I down here?
At least he knew where he was going.
I suspected that wasn't being played up there inside the pearly gates.
What song was it? Was it Protect Your Neck?
Wow.
God bless Pastor Mace.
Well, I'm glad he knew where he was going. He knew he was down in hell somewhere, you know.
Feels like some internal guilt.
You don't feel God be up there jamming into, like, ODB or Tupac?
Yeah.
I think so. Sure. Certain songs,
I want to hear Remember Me, Honey, by Diana Ross if I was having surgery.
Mm.
And I woke up out of it just in case.
I don't know. I don't want to wake up at all. I don't care what surgery it is. Please don't wake me up.
Not even having a hysterectomy, you wouldn't want to?
A hysterectomy? Ain't that for the men's?
Yeah.
No, I think that's for y'all.
That's for
y'all.
Oh, that's for...
That's specifically not for the men's.
Yeah.
Oh, the men's have...
Yeah.
Vasectomy?
Yeah. Oh. If you're getting that, you're
there's a snip, snip, and then there's like the...
Yeah.
Jesse, you're right. Girl, don't worry about that. Don't let them frustrate you.
Yeah.
She used the his part.
The
she,
his.
She took the his-terectomy.
His-terectomy, yeah.
The word got his in it, so I thought it was like his.
They should change it to hers-directory.
Hers-directory makes a lot more sense.
It would make it more feminine.
Okay, next. Come on, Taylor.
Okay, all right, moving on. Okay, great. Okay, in case you guys were worried about them, because we know you were, you can rest easy because TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are employed again.
Oh, really?
I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. After that ABC debacle, the couple dropped a joint IG post with a very cozy picture. Look at that. A very cozy picture of them together. And they announced their new podcast by saying, "How's this for Instagram official? Hashtag silent no more. Amy and TJ, December 5th. Listen everywhere podcasts are heard."
I thought you were going to say they was hosting a wife swap.
They already did that at the behind the scenes.
Yeah, they sure did,
they
man.
Did that.
I mean, it's well, still a job, but it's not a job right. Like, and how they was jobbing before.
They ain't going to stay together long, I promise y'all.
You don't think?
No. He got to be home with her. He's already been home with her the whole pandemic or whatever pandemic.
And
her, he was frustrated. He's a cheater. Do you think he's going to stay home with her all day?
No. I don't know, but I feel like if they don't make this last, if they don't make this last, baby, it's going to be a whole lot of egg on both their faces.
Yeah.
What's it going to be about?
We want to hit a tea, baby.
That's
I want to know what happened. I want to know how many times y'all did it in the break room.
That's
I want to know if y'all was having bathroom breaks in between.
Wow.
I want to know how many HR visits y'all had. I want to know all the tea.
Okay, so after episode one, now what are we doing?
Yeah,
because we need, like, that's enough for first episode. Because, yeah, people do want to know that.
Right.
Yeah. But what is the basis of those?
Where do you go?
They could make that little two episode.
They could do it like that show. It Takes a Thief.
It
Takes a Thief. He could tell us how he stole this woman from her husband, and she could tell us how you know she got him from his wife.
Wow, It Takes a Thief.
It's a lot to share.
Coming up next, Young Miami's blindfolded and touching things. Find out what she got her hands on after the break.
Is she touching things like TJ Holmes was touching Amy down to the Amy Street?
Okay. That'd be bang. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Hey. All right, y'all. Well, Young Miami proves she's a real city girl, y'all. So she was asked by a jeweler if she could guess the brand of each watch by just touching it while being blindfolded. And guys, guess what?
What?
Remember, just check this out.
Rolex.
Yep. Simple.
Ding.
Let's go watch number two.
The AP.
Yeah, my girl, smart.
Listen, I'm good at guessing Apple Watches. That's about it. I can't guess nothing. guess nothing else.
Just Apple?
I guess a quick
can't fit. And that's the one I can't guess.
Do you think she got to see it before she was blindfolded?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I imagine she's been around those enough and had dudes that had them to where she kind of know the vibes, but I'm still impressed.
Yep. Okay, now Gary, we were going to blindfold you to see if you could guess what watch I'm wearing. So can you close your eyes? And here, just put your hand out. Put your hand out. Nope, stick it over here towards me. Okay, all right. Okay, all right, all right. Can you guess with it? Okay.
A Rolex.
Oh, well, very nice.
Well, a Rolex. Yes, a Rolex.
Yeah. They,
what?
He's right.
Because I feel
Tanner.
My own.
Because Gary's
my
rocking one right now.
Wait, Tanner, you got on a Rolex?
No, well, actually, let me do it again. It's a Rolex President.
What that mean?
That mean we spend a little bit more money.
Ooh. Wow. So you wearing a Rolex Presidente?
Yeah.
That's going to be Tanner robbed.
I know, right?
He outside.
No, but Hold on, Naka. I ain't know Tanner was out here making Rolex at a Presidente.
Oh,
Hold on now.
Did it make him 6 feet taller to you?
Let's be clear, Jesse. Apple and Rolex don't go together.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.